Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Romance Bookmark with Renee Bernard. I have got Christy Caldwell on the show tonight because I'm just that smart. And there you have it. I'm just that darn smart to trick you into coming on the show.
I'm lucky, right?
Well, you know, hey.
Well,
I guess it's the time zone
a
thing.
Lot of
who
fun
knows?
Tonight, so.
Who knows when the show is, really? It moves around. I don't understand. Pacific time, Eastern time. I don't know.
Yeah.
But
I have no idea.
No, but I've had authors call in from like England, and I feel so bad because.
Oh, no. Because right? It's some hours different, right?
It's like 3 a.m. or something. Insane, you know? And they're up and. And then the whole time I'm on the phone with them.
How about Australia? Do you ever have Australian?
I've never done. Wouldn't that be cruel?
And you're on like, different days. And
right?
And
I'd be like, oh, Wednesday.
Do?
Is Wednesday good for you? Is it a good day? I mean, what do I have to look forward to? Tell me about Wednesday. How wicked is that? And
that
I
is wicked.
To be, what, awake and talking? I'm not awake and talking at 3 a.m.
Oh, at this hour? Forget it. I'm usually in bed.
This is
my sleep time.
I'm not talking at 9 p.m. Are you kidding?
Yeah, and I have twins, so I actually had physicals today. And so combined, we had 8 shots and 2 blood draws. And so today was really, really eventful.
Wow.
And exhausting.
Because it's not traumatic enough. With one. So what you want to do is you want to have 2. That's brilliant. I have twin sisters. Mine are identical twins.
Oh, I didn't know that.
In our family, yes. And
oh,
the stories,
wow.
It's evil. And the stories that have gone down and become part of the family, you know, lore, like that, you know, you torture them with these stories. But one of them is a shot story, and I will tell you this very quickly, but basically... Mom made the mistake of taking them in for shots. And this was back in the day when the nurse would do it. The doctor always wanted to be the good guy, so he'd make the nurse do it.
Yeah, that happened today.
Yes. But what happened is the first twin gets a shot, and the second twin, happy little lark, just
woo-hoo-hoo.
And the first twin goes in to get the shot and comes out, no tears, no nothing, just comes in, walks up to the other twin and goes, they're going to hurt you.
Oh, we're at the talking stage.
The second twin's unraveled. And it's like, I mean, it was like Silence of the Lambs, you know. And my mother was like, you have got to be kidding me. Like, just the, you know, sociopathic moment there of, you know.
That is so true. See, I'm like, they're both screaming at the same time.
And one has to watch the other get the shot.
But when they talk, they can warn each other. Oh, that's going to be awful.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that.
They did it separately. And I'm just saying, maybe the shock and awe of doing it both at once is probably
all
the way
to go. At the same time.
That's what they did,
shock and awe.
Shock and awe.
I know I'm not going to sleep tonight. So
but you've got number 2, right?
Fever.
Whoever's in the second position, you got that anticipation building. What's going to happen? What's going to happen? And then that first one's going to give a report. That's all I'm saying, that a report... A report's going to be made, so watch out for
that. Yeah, mine aren't talking yet, but the one was holding up a Band-Aid and waving that thing in her sister's face.
Oh,
like, look what I got. Look what happened to me.
Oh, look at me. With a popsicle.
Yeah.
So because you don't have enough to do with twins, you just seem to be, I don't know if you've got elves working on books while you sleep, and if you do, I want to blackmail you into sharing the elves because that's just wrong. That you're keeping them to yourself. Because like a
you
dog.
You should see my laundry pile, though.
Right?
My sink.
Yeah, mine's kind of. Every writer mom knows that phase of like, they could have peanut butter jelly sandwiches for dinner. That's a dinner. Isn't that a dinner? That qualifies.
And I swear my son's bus driver is like, what is this lady in her fluffy polka dot bathroom? Like, does she have any clothes? That poor lady.
God. What's wrong with her? What's happening
she
there?
She wears the same thing every day. All day.
Did she wear that outfit for the last 3 days?
She had it at three.
Did someone not tell her that muumuus are no longer in fashion? I'm bringing back the muumuu, by the way. It's a personal campaign, but I'm bringing back the muumuu. I don't know if you remember the Hawaiian flowy muumuu.
Oh, totally.
I think I need to take the pressure off the worrying about how I'm shaped and just go for the volume of cloth.
Well, that's my bathrobe. So that's, that's what I do. Yeah. I'm like, it's my inspiration. I wrote like 3 books in that bathrobe. So
that's right. That's right. But a muumuu would actually be like, see what I'm saying? No, not sleepwear. So you could really get away with that in public. I'm just, throwing that out there.
This is true. Right. Then the lady in her bathrobe at the bus stop. Mm-hmm. I would be possibly
so
in something that resembles clothes. That's true.
I like the polka dots, though. I think that's a bold choice. Bold choice.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's white
that's
polka
awesome.
Dots, though.
Because why
disguise
them? It is what it is. Fluffy polka dots. No mistaking that. For a coat or no. That is
a
bathrobe.
So you're a mom, too. When do you do your write-in?
That is such a good question, and it varies constantly. But mostly, I'm in I'm in the golden stage now because my youngest is finally in kindergarten. So yeah. But when they were little, nap time. When they say, "Oh, you sleep when they sleep," and it was like you write when they sleep.
Yes,
you
exactly.
Write when they sleep. The minute they pass out, you're like, whoosh. I would just try really hard to do whenever I could. And then I won't lie to you, mine are smart, so I'm dumbing them down on purpose. I've got Sesame Street or television going. That was also another way to get some writing done, is I would flip
on
PBS and just say, you know what, I trust you, Big Bird, here.
And PBS, and they've done studies. It raises IQ. I don't know if you know that. There's some studies that have been done on Sesame Street. True.
I can't afford the Ivy League nonsense. So, darn, I really thought I was doing some damage there and helping myself out in the long run. I'm telling them, you know what? Community college is not a bad thing. I think you should aim for that.
Absolutely.
I'm going to be retiring right about the time they're going to college, so mommy can only do so much.
Yeah, I was thinking I'm going to put 2 to college at the same time. I'm like, no. I hear you. So, all right.
I'm
so
lowering the bar in our
6-year-old,
house.
So 6 or 5, maybe kindergarten. Yeah, because I have a 6-year-old, too, so he's in school all day. And then I've got the twins who are babies, so they give me 2 good naps. Well, 1 at least good nap, and then I make hay with writing like a madwoman.
You make hay like Rumpelstiltskin. I have never seen anybody else make hay like you make hay, Ms. Caldwell. And More Than a Duke is out this week, everybody. This is it. It's out. It's out, right?
It is out now. Yeah, it is. It's my. Yes. It's one of my. One of the twins of my.
George
my Heart
Boy.
Of a Duke series stories.
Yeah.
My own twins inspired that, but hopefully not with, the trouble with the, scandalous men in their lives. I'd rather
and I don't
want to think about
tell
that.
Them that when they get a little older. Are you inspired by you? They're like, really, Mom? Mm.
Right, exactly.
That kicks the barn door open. Wow. No. No, it does not. No. So I think it's awesome. I love it. And so here's the big question with twins. Are they napping at the same time? Or do you have those very frustrating days when they tag team and make you want to cry?
No, when they were born, everybody's like, keep them on the same schedule or you'll be just a daycare all day with, one sleeps, the other's awake. So when they were infants, it was hard because they tried to operate on different schedules. And like I said, I would never get anything done. My house, like I said, I'm living in laundry piles. I said it's like a Shel Silverstein poem at my house, but but there, nothing would get done writing-wise. So I trained them kind of to just sleep together, and they share a room, which is sometimes a disaster because when one cries, they wake each other up in the middle of the night, and that's hard. But, so.
But the pictures. I won't lie. I peek at the pictures are just incredible fun, and that's the I feel so bad because I am so enjoying your twins and they're so beautiful, your girls and your family,
sweet.
And then I think of all the hardship and lost hours of sleep and the misery that you're having. And yet I am enjoying it from afar so much that guilt. There's guilt. So I don't know.
Well,
like, oh, too bad for you. But keep posting those great pictures.
There was a lot of struggle that went into having my children. So it was I worked really hard. So I was told I wouldn't have children. And so I always said I just wanted to be a mother and I wanted to be a writer. And both of those things I worked really hard for.
Yeah.
And they seemed like at one point just like dreams that were impossible. And then I just said it's like everything kind of just came together. And I had my son and my girls. And
yes.
And then I started writing. And
you're not just a writer. You are knocking it out of the park.
Oh, that's
and
sweet.
The book
Thank
is
you.
Coming. And your fans are rabid. They love you. They love you.
They're wonderful.
And I think that's
really,
awesome.
Really blessed.
Yes. Okay, everybody,
really
listen.
Blessed.
It's before, because we got a little time still, but sometimes I really do forget to mention it all together, which is terrible. So it's ChristyCaldwellAuthor.com, and that's Christy with an I at the end, because I love that, actually. It's kind of fun and different. So, but it's ChristyCaldwellAuthor.com. So that means some stripper has ChristyCaldwell.com, so don't go there. Be sure and put author in there. What? It's true.
That's a number of my friends that are authors. Yeah, I won't name the stripper
names
for them.
So
but
many authors are like, well, this is
like,
my name. But I had
share
to
my name with a stripper.
I had to put a little something else in there because, well, that is not me. Woo! And then I was like, well, you should own that. I was like, why dissuade people from believing that?
Right. They're like, my mark is that she doesn't have the polka dot robe on. It's definitely not Christy Caldwell,
definitely
the author.
Not. So. Gotta post that now. You're going to have to selfie that, I'm afraid. Are you ready to selfie that? Because
yeah,
I think that's going to have to happen.
Oh, yeah. There's no shame left anymore. What's
the
new
era
picture?
The new era. Here's my promo picture for my new book. Put that on the back, you know. Put that up on Amazon. See what happens.
My author picture on Amazon, right? My
I'm
going to
ask,
it's
though,
one of those selfies
do you think
in front of
pressure, though? Like, way back in the day, I remember getting sort of the Avon speech or the, you know, the Mary Kay Cosmetics speech from some authors that were well-established. And they really felt like you had to look a certain way and dress and
really
hold
it
together.
Oh, really? I'm so glad I missed that. Oh, I'm going to bag it
exactly,
then.
Exactly. And I was like, wow, I think I came in at the right time because those shoes look uncomfortable. And I just don't think I could carry that off. I mean, do you feel that ever, though, where you have to present?
I do.
So you have different pressure online.
Yeah. Should
to
I
appear
should
a
I
certain
like
way?
That?
Or
should I? Yeah, no, I don't ever think about it. I just kind of, maybe there's no filter. Should there be a filter? I don't know. I never thought about it.
Why would there be a filter? What am I talking
right,
about?
Exactly.
No, of course not. For you. No filter. Blah, blah, blah. Filter. Oh, my God. Oh, why don't you just call me all the time? I don't understand why
I
have
yeah,
to get you on the show to hang out with you and chat and do this. It's because you're writing
it.
When you don't have time.
That's true, right. Then there's
oh, my
books.
God.
But
so this is, see how hard this
time.
Was? So everybody, that was Christy Caldwell, see? And she thought the show was going to be really complex and professionally done, and I didn't want to tell her otherwise, so there you go. But that's it.
Thank you so
that's
much for having me. You're
this
so
was
awesome
fun, and
brilliant. So.
You have to come back. I would say come back when your next book is out, but I can't really have you on every 2 weeks, so you're going to have to space it out, all right? And then, but I do want
then,
you to come back, and I want to hear more about
that's
the baby
really
and more about the torture, all of that. All my listeners, I really hope everybody's having a great start to the new year and that you're all saying stay safe and warm, safe and warm. And I will see you next Tuesday for more of the Romance Bookmark. And everybody just have a great week. Good night, Christy.
Thank you,
thank
so,
you
much.
So much.
Have a good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions, www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.